Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, if you want to get a message or have a comment that you'd like us to, Robin and I, to be aware of, you can call Aji. Our phone numbers are local, 425-373-5527. We're not taking on-air phone calls today, but if there's something on the news you want to talk, you know, tell us about, 425-373-5527 or toll-free 1-888-298-5569, and you can email us while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you need to be in touch with me at other times, you can go to my personal and business website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Great information for you there. Click on current events for the current events stuff. Links to all of our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. Link to the audio archive so you can pick up the past shows if you want to get caught up. And more details on the woo-woo stuff about the kitties or anything else that we've had on the air. And you can contact me via email, hit the Contact Martha link on the website, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. However, I do not work via email. You can contact me that way, but the best way to get a hold of me is follow up with phone calls or just call. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, and then I either work with you over the phone or privately in your home, which is my choice. I'm real reasonable, and bug my voicemail if you don't get me right away. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. You're submitting current events items free to nonprofits. Do it via email, please, because it's easier to get to Rhonda at Indigo Dog, my web mistress, that way. And if you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, 19916 Old Owen Road, 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, also remember, I do a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, free newspaper distributed throughout Western Washington. You can also pay for a subscription to be mailed to your home, or you can pick it up for free online, www.newspiritjournal.com. And I just want to remind you, I have just completed with this May's issue a whole series that began in November of 2011, last year, about preparing animals for babies when you're having babies, kids and pets, cats and pets, dogs and kids, cats and kids, and all the things you need to know. And it's an excellent series. If you or anyone you know has kids or animals, or has animals and they're going to have kids, it's a must-read series, and you can read it all online for free. And the last in that series is the current May issue that's out now. Now, it is the second Sunday of the month, which means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday, so that means gifted mystic Mount Shasta mystic and co-host of Mystic Radio, that encore presentation today at noon. She's also the metaphysical mother, so happy Mother's Day to everybody. And to Robin. Robin Alexis is here. Good morning, Robin.
Thank you, Martha. Happy and you've Mother's got, Day again to you.
Oh, thank you. And you've got a Mother's Day special going on. So you said,
very
boy, you're getting, somebody's
it.
Listening. Where did you get calls from?
Well, you have listeners from Scotland, England, and Canada who have called for the half-hour Metaphysical Mothering special that we're running.
Well, how fabulous is that?
It is.
Scotland, so, England, and Canada. Woohoo!
Yes, Toronto.
Toronto. How cool is that?
So, yeah.
Hey, Toronto. I visited there once, and I visited Scotland and England once.
Ooh,
and I
my.
Wonder if it's our Basset Hound folks in England. If it is, hello, hello, hello.
Well, anyway, we are running a Mother's Day special. We're having the special open until Tuesday. You can come to my website, robinalexis.com, and right on the homepage is a beautiful big red banner that says Mother's Day special, and you can just click right on that and place your order for a half hour reading for $125, which is quite a savings, which is why the international crowd, who say they've been listening for years to the show, decided to take advantage of it. So
to your show or my show or both?
Both.
Whoa, cool.
And so anyway,
well,
you
shout
can come...
outs to all of you, and how come you don't call me more often?
Yeah,
you know, remember Sunday mornings is the first Sunday of every month is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. And I would love to hear from you guys.
Well, and why don't you give out your email for your show again? Because maybe they can email if they're
calling. If you're, email us. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. And Mother's Day hugs to all of you. And just delighted to know that you're out there. And good move to take advantage of this Mother's Day special with Robin. I've never heard prices that low for her. And man, is it worth it. So congratulations,
the,
you guys.
The phone's ringing off the hook down here, too, for people who want to call. It's 530-859-2499. 530-859-2499. And I am the metaphysical mother. I mean, I just have such a mother's heart, and I love Divine Mother, and I really get grieving and just all of that deep, deep, deep complexity of what it is to be holding the heart of the mother. So if anyone needs assistance or wants to just, you know, become more in alignment with their own mother, if your mother's transitioned and you'd like to speak with her, I'd love to be of service to you.
Yeah.
So,
Again, if your cats are switching bodies and you,
Yeah, really.
And you want to talk to him, call Robin.
Well, what's interesting too, Martha, is when you click the special on the home page, it goes to a picture of me holding Rumi, my cat.
Ah.
Because we do want to encourage people to understand that, you know, loving our animals is like loving our children. It really is.
Oh, there's no difference for us animal parents.
Isn't.
There is no difference. And speaking of that, I want to, before I forget, you know, I told you I was up north of Arlington this week, and I now have steer friends to the tune of 2,600 pounds apiece. Holy mackerel, the biggest, I've never been that close to that large, and you know, a sole in a cow suit. And I'll tell you what. It was so cool. But anyway, let me tell you Lisa's story. And this was Scotty's story, because these steers are like 8 and 9 years old now. So they've been around a long time. And that's why nobody's ever seen any this big, because they don't get to be this big because most people eat them. But these guys have been pets from the get-go. And they're just incredible souls. But anyway, Scotty was having a real problem getting around. And remember the vet that came out and said, I've never in my ever life I ever seen a steer this big. Don't know what to do. Scotty could not walk. He was having trouble getting up or laying down. He was throwing all his weight onto his front end because he had horrible arthritis in his rear leg. And actually, I picked up some pain in my right thumb related to you know, just a little bit for him that he still had. And that's because that hoof needed to be trimmed and he wouldn't let her trim it. So I had a little chat with him about that. At any rate, the vet wanted to put him on Rimadyl, which, you know, is one of those drugs for arthritis that really tanks the liver. And I don't care for it. And I would only use it as a last resort and very, very limited. And I found other ways to deal with arthritis in animals. But there was some kind of problem, and Lisa didn't want to do that. Anyway, she did some research and so forth. And what she read about, and I remember, well, gosh, I can't say Aji or Mike, you remember back when, but years ago on this station, we did human animal shows with Jerry, who ran the vitamin store down the hill here, who was such an expert on human health. And he talked about turmeric. And anyway, she researched turmeric, and it's one of those things that's like does everything. And it's very, very healing. So she started ordering turmeric powder in the bulk and started giving Scotty the steer a half a cup of turmeric every day in his food. Within 2 weeks, all the signs of arthritis were completely gone and he was walking normally. The vet was blown away. She's had Porter and Scotty on turmeric ever since. She now takes it herself. She now sells it. And I traded her part of my fee. I brought home a big bottle of turmeric. Jerry used to talk about how great it was, and I used to take it and I got off of it. I'm going back on it. I started it again. Anyway, you're having problems and or your animal friends, you might consider turmeric.
Turmeric as in T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, the herb?
The herb. Uh-huh. The orange stuff.
Wow, that is very good information. My mom suffers from arthritis and so does my son-in-law. So I'll have to tell them about that.
Well, it was a miraculous, you know, it really was miraculous for this steer. And she, like I said, buys it in bulk, and they get a half a cup of turmeric powder in their food every day.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's been walking normally ever since.
Wow, that is...
And the only pain I picked up from him, as soon as I got in his energy field, I got it in my right thumb, which is a vulnerable part of my body, but so that's where I felt it. But it was right in alignment with his right hoof, and the kind of a steer's hoof kind of splits, and so they have like sort of a thumb piece there, and she said it made total sense because his was a little overgrown and he was being tweaky about letting her trim it. So go figure on that. So there you go. And it was so, her story is somewhere. I'm thinking about inviting her to, you know, on an animal healing, behavior training and healing Sunday, to have her on the phone or in the studio for a little while to tell us about turmeric and what it's done for her steers and how she uses it and all that sort of stuff. So that's, let me know if you guys think that's a good idea and you'd like to do that.
Well, you get my vote on that one.
Cool. All right. So then we'll do that. Let's get to some follow-up animals in the news here. This is kind of, tune into this, Robin, as I'm talking. Lawsuit for release of whale dismissed. We've talked about this, that the Animal League Defense Fund and PETA, you know, sued for the release of Lolita, the captive orca in the Marines Miami Seaquarium. And unfortunately, the judge just last week ruled that they didn't give enough. He dismissed it because they just didn't make a good enough case, apparently. And unfortunately, Lolita has been in captive and performing at Seaquarium since she was captured in Puget Sound in 1970. They would like to bring her back and release her to the wild. I don't know if that would work. I don't know if it'd be like Keiko. Keiko didn't want to go back. But the fact of the matter is Lolita is in a crummy habitat. You know, even if she wants to be with people and wants to stay with people, she has a crummy, not big enough, not clean enough, not good enough habitat and aquarium, and she needs a better space at the very minimum. And I don't know, do you get anything from Lolita, Robin?
Well, around the lawsuit, I was hearing, quote unquote, they made their point. And from Lolita, I'm hearing that instead of putting all the money into trying to fight something, if they put the money into helping her have a better habitat, at least she'd have that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I would totally support that. All right. Speaking of marine mammals. Now, this is a follow-up story because I brought, well, actually, Bob, Robin's Bob, when, Robin, I think you were back east, Bob brought this to my attention because he sent me the story, and then I have tons of information on the air. Ajie and Mike will remember this, and it was in these last few months, the thousands and thousands of dolphins that have washed up dead down in the Peru area. I think the count is like 2,800 dolphins, and the animal activist folks that have been working and all the testing they've done on the bodies that they've tested, they all had, you know, like the ruptured eardrums, the bleeding, and all the stuff that indicates the sonar, and of course they do this, the shock sound waves with the air guns to test for oil down there. And so that, but the powers that be, of course, are saying, oh, well, we really don't know what, you know, and it's kind of like, and what I said back when I reported on this, it's like, oh, come on, give me a break. You know, when are they going to admit that this kind of air gun testing and the sonar to detect oil, and then, of course, the naval sonar and all of that is killing our marine mammals? Well, what brings it up again this week, other than I was going to have Robin tune into all those dolphins down there in, you know, Peru and make sure that, or see if we can get a confirmation that it is, in fact, the sonar stuff that's killing these creatures. This is very interesting, and it's just a short blurb is all I could find. The U.S. Navy says its use of sonar and explosives could potentially hurt more dolphins and whales in Hawaii and California waters than previously thought. Oh, really? The new research is part of an environmental impact statement covering Navy training and testing planned for 2014 through 2018. A notice about the study is due to appear in the Federal Register this week. Uh, I hope that, I mean, the good news about this is at least they're starting to admit that it is causing problems. So maybe it's the beginning of them stopping it, or I don't know. Do you ever see an end to this naval sonar and the oil testing sonar, Robin? And what do you get on all of this?
Well, what I'm hearing was, quote unquote, when hell freezes over.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, yeah. Or when we get in, you know, later into this yuga and we figure out energy-wise that we don't need oil, and we can get back to a peaceful frame of mind and we don't need all this naval sonar and stuff to protect ourselves, if we just realize that we all come from the same place anyway and we should be one big happy family, and we'd start loving everybody and each other instead of hating, and we'd get generous instead of greedy, and oh my gosh, if I was in charge. And of course, yeah. I'm not.
No, I'm hearing not in our lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, very, very challenging on so many levels. And the thing that's disturbing me is when I look at the dolphins, they have not transitioned with ease and grace. You know, they're troubled out of their bodies on a soul level. They're like entrapped. It's like they've lost their frequency. Not only while they're in their dolphin bodies, but also mm-hmm. outside, their souls are damaged.
Oh.
And, I'm getting that we actually need to do some work with that, Martha. That would be
okay.
Off the air. It's too much to do right now.
Okay. Well, then let's remember, Robin, we all could send your prayers on all levels, you know, for special healing and balancing on all levels for the highest good of dolphins, and send it, you know, the overlighting diva of dolphins and marine mammals, just in general. Think good thoughts, send prayers. And then Robin and I, when we have a chance to get together off air, we will do some work with all of that.
And they're actually saying what we need to do is pray for the waters to heal. They're showing me the damage from the nuclear radiation that's still from the Gulf of Mexico,
the oil
spill. They're showing me.
When you say the nuclear, would that be from the Japan tsunami and all of that?
Yes.
Earthquake?
Yes. Okay. And they're showing me the trash. That's
about to hit us over here?
Yeah, they're showing me that. They're saying that we really don't have a clue how much damage has been done to the water, to the oceans.
Well, and I didn't bring the story in because I thought we didn't have time, but there was just a story this week that down in the California area, they are now detecting radiation from the Japanese tsunami, from radiation in the kelp beds down there.
Oh, well, then that's confirming what the dolphins are saying. And they're okay. saying, you know, we can pray for them, but they're saying what they want the people to pray for is for the water, for our own survival, because this is only, according to them, it's mm-hmm. only going to get worse before it gets better, because we just didn't wake up and we're just creating a huge problem. And unless we do come together minimally in prayer, they're saying it's pretty bad.
Well, and I've been telling you folks all along that when things happen like the Gulf oil spill, the Japan tsunami and the radiation disaster over there, these are wake-up calls. And the intent of these are to wake us up. And we're supposed to get it and say, oh, golly, we get it. Could have had a V8. We're supposed to stop doing this stuff. But we don't get it. We don't get it. And look at the powers that be are trying to now open up the Alaskan waters for the Arctic waters for oil drilling. Well, we couldn't contain it in the Gulf. You can't begin to contain it up there, and we just aren't getting it. And when we don't get messages like this on a spiritual level, they keep happening, but they get worse each time. Worse and bigger each time they happen. So heaven only knows what's going to have to happen again unless we get it. So we really need to get it. So anyway, Robin, you're saying the dolphins say we need to pray for the waters and healing the waters.
Yes.
And for us
yes.
getting it.
Yeah, they say that, you know, we're so focused on our quote-unquote survival, we don't recognize the power of prayer, and we don't incorporate it enough into our daily practice. And they really can't hammer as, what was that thing you said about getting wrapped on the knuckles?
Spiritual wrap on the knuckles from the master yogi?
Well, we're getting that from the dolphins.
Okay.
And they're saying that their death is kind of like the 9/11. You know, it's like it's like a terrorist attack on the oceans.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Preaching to the choir. Huh?
Yeah, that would be okay. Now here's another. This is just a little one, but I thought it kind of caught my attention. Did y'all hear about just this last week that the traveler that went abroad and he found two and bought two yak skulls and brought them home, and a dog smelled them at SeaTac Airport, so they were confiscated. And there's photographs of them in Seattle Times. Did you see the yak skulls? Well, there's the yak skulls. They're huge. They're skulls with horns and everything. And he apparently found two out in the wild of wherever it was. He was hiking, and then he bought another two at a village store, and then he brought them back, and so they confiscated them when the dog sniffed them out. Now he obviously wasn't poaching, and these were older. They've been, you know, but it's what. I want, and Robin, maybe you can get a feel for this. It says that the skulls were destroyed under high-pressure steam to prevent the introduction of animal diseases into the United States. And I thought, really? I mean, did we really have to destroy them? So I don't know. But did they need to do that? Were these skulls really going to infect our animals with diseases?
No, but that's how overzealous people are who think they need to do a job.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was getting. I just wanted you to confirm it.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I mean, I know that skulls can get lice on them and whatnot, because I actually had a situation.
Well, yeah, but you can disinfect them without destroying them, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, it just reminds me of when I was in the sixth grade for a science project. I found some cow skulls in the fields, and I brought them into school, and I was so proud and everything. Well, then they had maggots or lice or come out of them, and it caused a problem in this school. So anyway, I do understand that kind of thing can happen. I didn't know I was supposed to disinfect it before I brought it into school. But anyway.
All right. Well, before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time, let's end on and then we'll get back to the news. Let's end on a Ai Chihuahua note. How about that? Ai Chihuahua. Hundreds of tiny tacos, ballerinas, and other costumed dogs fell short of a world record Saturday morning in Kansas City, Missouri. But organizers said they were encouraged by the turnout for the inaugural Cinco de Mayo Chihuahua Parade. Mark Valentine, the president of the group that organized the parade, said 500 Chihuahuas showed up in costume, about 200 fewer than what was needed to break the Guinness Book of World Records. Quote, "We are going to keep doing this until we run out of dogs in Kansas City and have to start shipping them in." So, look, if you've got Chihuahuas, you might want to go to the Cinco de Mayo celebration in Kansas City next year and help them break the record. Okay. That being said, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time today. Pay attention. Without them, there's no us. And support and thank and all of that good stuff. And then we'll come back and get back into Animals in the News. Robin Alexis is here. Stay with us on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Tune in to Manson Mitchell at our new times.
Friday mornings at 10 and back by popular demand, Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Weekday or weekend, the A-Team of Alternative Talk brings you good gab and great guests.
We make talk radio fun again with topics from pop culture to the paranormal, with a little politics on the side.
That's Manson Mitchell, now Friday at 10 a.m. and back on Saturday morning at 11 on Alternative Talk 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet, we think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But right after Animal World, you can stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And speaking of that, it is a Robin and Martha Sunday. Robin Alexis is here, and we're cruising through animals in the news at the moment. Robin, are you with us?
I am still here.
All right. Well, we had a little discussion off the air here during the break because Aji's question was, well, gee, can people in Scotland and England and Canada win our Missing Link contest or contest what we do? And we couldn't figure out that there's any reason why you guys couldn't win. So, no. Next week, pick up your phones. Give us a call. And we'd love to send you Missing Link wherever you are. So there you go. All right, let's go back to the news here. Now, speaking of the oceans, I'm going to cruise through some of these things quickly, but this is also a short blurb. Peruvian pelicans threatened. This is a photograph here of a pelican lands Tuesday in Lima, Peru, where officials said 4,000 pelicans and other seabirds may have died because hotter than usual ocean temperatures forced anchovies they eat deeper into the sea, out of reach for many young pelicans. Does that sound like an accurate reason why these pelicans have died and these seabirds have died, Robin?
Yeah, it does to me, especially in the light of what the dolphins were just telling us.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
it's not just the dolphins. We need to pray for the waters.
Well, and my sense is that the dolphins are letting us know that we're not getting adequate information about the reality of the serious nature of what's going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's interesting that they're speaking with such urgency, I think would be the word.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's just another moment to really sit back and take accountability.
Well, I know the masters told me at least 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, that there would come a point in time where nothing that came out of the oceans would be edible for us humans anymore.
Wow. Well, it sounds like we're headed that way. The animals
sure does,
are letting us know.
Yep, sure does. Okay, a couple of sad passings this week. Well, I'm sure that the souls were, Robin, you can check on the souls while I'm reading this, but many of you, the big fat cat, Meow, the 39-pound cat that at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, he made the international news here in the last few weeks because he's 39 pounds. I mean, extremely obese. And he passed away this last week. He just a big orange and white guy, easygoing, and they were trying to diet him. His quest to lose weight and find a home and encouraged people all over the place, but unfortunately, I think he got pneumonia or something like that and passed. But I do want to let you know that kind of extreme obesity in animals is generally not because people just overfeed their animals and don't exercise them. That is usually an endocrine immune imbalance. That's Plechner stuff, you guys. www.drplechner.com if you want to listen about the Plechner syndrome. And the first Sunday of June, I'm going to be talking to you more about that. Robin and I both have a lot to say about the Plechner syndrome and especially what's going on with my cats. But it's been long enough that I need to talk to you guys all about that so you're aware and can treat your own animals. The other, unless there's anything you wanted to chime in about Meow?
No, he needs some help transitioning too. So when we speak with the dolphins,
we'll take care of Meow too.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe in this one, this is just adorable. Only days after losing 39-pound shelter cat Meow, the animal world is saddened by another tragic death. According to the UK Daily Mail, Prince Harry, the pygmy hippo, has died. Born in March at the Kango Wildlife Ranch in South Africa, Prince Harry quickly caught the world's attention with his precious face and heartwarming story. After being rejected by his mother, the extremely rare animal was hand-raised by the ranch's staff. Everything seemed to be going well for the tiny hippo, who had previously survived against the odds until he underwent surgery for a hernia. Towards the end of the operation, Prince Harry went into respiratory arrest and then heart failure. Doctors attempted to resuscitate Harry, but the beloved animal died on the operating table. There's some great photographs of this guy online. Look at that adorable. Is that the cutest little thing, Mike? That little mini hippo. Just adorable.
You don't see him sitting on a table, hippo sitting on a table very often.
Yeah, no, and kissing,
very cute,
kissing his handler on the nose, licking her. Oh, too cute, adorable. Sorry that he passed. Any message there?
He's saying he lived longer than expected and that it was his time to pass, and he's just as cute as can be where he is on the other side. And he's lovely.
All right. Next story. This is Guam snakes being fought with poisoned mice parachuted in from helicopters. Brown tree snakes in Guam have wildlife officials seeing red. That's why they're airdropping poisoned mice as a lethal threat for the mildly venomous serpents, an invasive species that has devastated native animal populations on the Pacific island. And so apparently these brown tree snakes are not native, and it sounds similar to the pythons in the Everglades, that the invasive species has come in and they're wiping out all the animals. Of course, the concerns are, and they're surmising that the poison mice are not going to affect that many other wildlife, just the brown tree snakes. Are you getting anything on that one, Robin?
Well, I'm getting this really creepy feeling of snakes crawling all over my body, and I can't get past that. So something I've picked up on here, it's just not serving me in the big picture.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting like it's a step that has to be taken, but certainly a lesson for us in knowing that we really need to clean up our act on a lot of levels. All right, now, before we get to the good news, the last, and this is really heart-wrenching. I don't know how much we're going to be able to tell you about this guy. It's so broken the hearts of me and Robin that we weren't able to really get into it earlier in the week, and I don't know what we're going to be able to do today, but I don't know if you're all aware of the killing of the rare white buffalo calf. Did you hear about that, Mike? Aji's got a dropped mouth. She didn't know either. The death of a rare white buffalo on the Lakota, Texas ranch is stirring up controversy in the Native American community, and a lot bigger than that, I'll tell you. The calf, Lightning Medicine Cloud, was the calf's name, was skinned along with its mother, and now its Native American owners are posting a $45,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Some Indian tribes believe the white buffalo is a sign of a harmonious world. Well, it isn't just Native American tribes. And the media reports the attack has shaken the community to its core. I just can't imagine. And a white buffalo calf is 1 in 10 million rare. And can you imagine when these people were away from this property, someone came in and killed and skinned the white buffalo calf and its mother? Is that... I don't even know where to begin with this one, Robin.
Well, it's been extraordinarily heart-wrenching and just touched me so profoundly. It's such a personal journey that I've had with the white buffalo and white calf buffalo woman. It would take a whole hour at least to explain it, but for the first few days, I would just see them looking at me in my third eye. Now I'm starting to see the young one move a little bit. The mother has been looking at me and saying, you know, you're not safe. You know, we weren't safe. You're not safe. The holy lineage isn't safe. So, you know, you may have thought that there was just going to be this magical moment where everything, you know, shifts, and it's not happening. And we need to understand that it just is far more challenging than we and I'm actually hearing it also say that we can't rely on, you know, our political situation to remedy this. We really need to band together individually and then collectively with the divine. It's just so obvious.
Yeah, and there is an effect by doing that. It's kind of the 100th monkey business. No pun intended. But when enough of us on a soul level truly reach a God consciousness and our focus goes there, it automatically transforms the entire mass consciousness on the planet. So you really can make a difference by choosing to lead a more spiritual life and focusing, you know, on God in whatever way you do it. And perhaps that's part of the message here. And I'm wondering, Robin, now white buffalo calf woman, that's a spiritual energy that you've channeled and communicated with for some time. Can you tell us who that is or a little bit about that?
She's a presence that is the legend of the Native Americans, where she appeared approximately 2,000 years ago to two hunters, and she brought the medicine of the peace pipe and the tobacco ceremony, and she told us then that there would be this cycle that we would move through and that we would all have choices that we could make along the journey, and that the people who chose to live a spiritual life honoring God would have a completely different experience than those who chose to live an earth-based acceptance of how they wanted to experience life. And so she came with those teachings, and she's the one that told us that at some point in time, the buffaloes would begin to birth these white calves. And the story goes that after there's seven generations of those white buffalo calves being born, then peace would come.
Mm.
And I don't know which lineage this particular calf was, if it was like the fifth or sixth or what, but clearly we're running amok here, and it's just kind of reminds me of the Titanic or something, you know, we're just
well,
missing the
and
boat
what
here.
I got, I don't know if there's any legitimacy to this, but when you speak about, you know, when seven generations are born, that the shift and bringing peace, I got a hit on, you know, because I could see, all right, so they kill and skin the calf, but why the mother? But the hit I got was so that she couldn't have any more white buffaloes.
Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
How does that resonate? Because that's the hit I got on this.
Well, that really does make sense. And I've been feeling...
So someone, can you imagine the energy behind doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It was not an accident.
No. But that's what I got when I tuned in.
Yeah, it's Armageddon in the inner planes, that's for sure. I've been feeling like Gentle Thunder, the Native American flutist who comes on.
Oh, that
on
you have
show.
On your show. She's incredible.
Yeah, I've been feeling like either we need to have her on my show or your show, or we need to get together with her, something where she plays the flutes for not only the buffalo and what happened to them in this situation, but to bring peace to the bigger story.
Why don't you check with her and see, because I know she comes to your home and has all her
yes.
flutes and stuff when you do Mystic Radio. Why don't you see if she's available the second Sunday of June to come to your house? And on our Martha and Robin Sunday, we could have Gentle Thunder and we could focus on doing healing work for everybody.
Oh,
and the animals. And
oh.
So, okay.
Oh, that feels so good to my heart.
All right, let's do that. So then, because, you know, we've got just about 10 minutes left, how about we switch gears and finish off with the best good news about animals? Woohoo! And we are! Now, my oohs were kind of suppressed because of... So, I mean, I need a few good news stories to kind of get my sunshine ooze back. Oh, and I got a hot one to start off. This is kind of mind-boggling. Y'all know what last night was? Maybe Robin's getting a ping.
Oh, well, we just had... Every now and then, the snow starts to melt off Mount Shasta. It sounds mm-hmm. like an avalanche,
yeah.
And I just heard it. So during your show, we've had the electricity pop off and throw me off. We had the stuff that happened...
Before
that
the
Rob
show
and Mike,
here.
And now I just heard this
the avalanche.
The biggest sound of an avalanche I've heard yet of the snow coming down the mountain. I'm like standing up looking,
right.
Going, is it headed my way?
Well, because we've got an avalanche of good news. How
oh,
about
good.
That? Last night was the 23rd annual Tuxes and Tails Gala celebration for the Seattle Humane Society. They're a big fundraiser, you know, silent auction, dinner, live auction. It's always been a huge event for many, many years. I participated on the Celebrity Runway and all of that. And they kind of got they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars each year, but they kind of got stuck, you know, when the economy tanked, and it was kind of staying in that $700,000 to $800,000 range. Kind of stayed the same for a few years. You want to know what they raised last night at Tuxes and Tails? Sit down for this one, or get ready to cheer. $1,232,614. 900 people showed up. Is that unbelievable?
Goodness. Woo! Oh, my God, the sound just came again. This is an avalanche of good news. All right, I am standing up now. Okay.
Yeah.
No snow headed our way. Oh, my gosh, that's a lot of money.
$1.2 million. That's huge. Their biggest total ever. They set a record. Whoa, amazing. All right, now this I find very encouraging. USDA seeks change to regulate internet pet sales. We got a lot of people selling, especially puppies, over the internet, and now, but they're not subject to inspections and all that kind of stuff. So we've got some skating under the radar puppy mills going on. Well, USDA is getting with the program, and they're going to anybody that breeds more than four dogs and sells only on the internet going to have to be inspected and follow the rules. So that is good news. Now, I've got two fabulous good news here story to cap us off. Dog Nobody Wanted is honored as National Life-Saving Hero. 3 years ago, Bear was a 100-pound Shiloh German Shepherd nobody wanted at a Texas shelter. Monday, he was given the 30th National Hero Dog Award by the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals for rescuing Debbie, his owner, from numerous seizures since his adoption. Even without formal training, the dog can sense each and every episode before it happens. The 5-year-old dog from Millsap, Texas, is a living testament to how being kind to animals can deliver the ultimate reward. Last year, Debbie ignored his warning of her need to sit down and had a seizure struck while she was walking down the stairs. She fell, hit her head, and lost consciousness. Bear went from door to door throughout the neighborhood trying to find someone to help. No one was home, but the dog didn't stop searching for help. He was about a block away from home when, as luck would have it, an animal control officer spotted him. Bear led the officer to Debbie, lying in the hot sun, disoriented and confused. When paramedics arrived, Bear hopped into the ambulance to accompany her to the hospital. How cool is that? Love it when these rescue dogs turn out to be miracles and just know what they came to do. And then let's wrap it up since we had such bad news about the dolphins and the whales and all of this. Here is humans and dolphins working in harmony. A visitor might stumble upon a strange sight in Laguna, Brazil, if they went down to the shore. Here, the local fishermen rely on dolphins to help them with their yearly fish catch. New research has found that just one local group of about 20 dolphins works with the fishermen, while the other local dolphins don't cooperate, finding other sources of food. The researchers aren't sure what separates these groups. Scientists had known that dolphins work together to herd groups of mullet, a fish that's an important source of food for local fishermen. And the locals fish in knee-deep water. Then the dolphins signal with specialized head or tail slaps when and where the fishermen should throw their nets. The cooperation is helpful to both parties. The two wouldn't survive without each other. Now, how cool is that? There's a group of dolphins that actually herd the fish in, show and signal to the fishermen where to put their nets, And it says that this tribe would not survive without these dolphins. Now, how cool is that?
Let that be a message to us all.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? It's all about cooperation. There's enough for anyone. And if the dolphin can share their fish with what's going on, why can't we learn to get along and share? Oh, well, let's leave it at that. Robin, you're going to check with Gentle Thunder and see if we can hogtie her in here with her flutes and all her great music. It's phenomenally healing. And we'll do a lot of healing work on the next Robin and Martha Sunday if she's available, or we'll set it up whenever she is. And gosh, Robin, thanks so much for being here today. And you and I will do some healing together for these stories that we've talked about. I'm going to head straight home from the studio, so I'll call you when I get home. Let you know what's going on with the kitties.
Yes.
And we've got a live rebroadcast of Mystic Radio immediately following today's Animal World, and then Robin will be live again Wednesday at noon. And the Mother's Day special, $125 for a half hour reading with Robin, that continues as long as supplies last or until Tuesday. Correct. And if you want it, www.robinalexis.com or call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. And if you want to hold on to the tie line, Robin, when we go off, I'll talk to you for just a minute before we go. At any rate, next week, I'm going to Temple, you know, if Spirit allows. And Kevin and Kim will be in. Kevin McDonald, Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will be here to take your phone calls. Kim will help you connect with your human or animal loved ones on the other side. General psychic questions, your animals here. Please give them a call. The show depends on you calling because that's what they love to do. Mike, of course, will be here to supervise. And I'll be back in two. And Mike, thank you. Above and beyond today, you have earned some mess ups from now on, buddy. You will just be automatically forgiven. You came through like a trooper. Thank you.
You betcha.
Thank Rob, our engineer. Aji, thank you. Kathy, hope you're having a great Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all of you human and especially you animal moms out there. And go buy yourself a gift. As always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. I'll talk to you again in two.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.